Today's daf is through daf Yud Gimel. We're holding Yud Beis on a Beis by the two dots right at the bottom of the page. We send the Mishnah aim Beis of Pras. I say the Beis of Pras. One Beis of Pras does not make another Beis of Pras. What is a Beis of Pras? I think we gave one example yesterday. If there's a mace buried in a field, and unfortunately that field got plowed over, so now there's concern there's bone fragments from the mace spread out throughout the field. The entire field gets status of a Beis of Pras, where there's a concern of tumah throughout the whole field. Another example, I think this one we neglect to speak out, is simply where there's a mace buried in a field, and we lost the location of where the mace is buried. Also, same idea, throughout the whole field, you have to be concerned that there is a mace, tumah's mace over there, and therefore the entire field has a status of Safik Tumas. Tumas is called a Beis of Pras. So says the Mishnah, a Beis of Pras doesn't make a Beis of Pras. The Gemara explains, Masis like Rabbi Elazar, our Mishnah, notice we've been going through a trend. Our Mishnah is a whole bunch of dinim, not really related to Tumura, just brought coupled together with the Mishnah about Tumura. The Mishnah spoke about Truma, about Demua, mixtures of Truma and Chulin, mixtures of dough, leaven, Truma, dough, and Chulin, mixture of the din of Mikvah. Throughout the din, the Mishnah has spoken out, the Gemara brings more scenarios of who the Mishnah is not like than who the Mishnah is like. So here's another case where the Gemara is going to say who our Mishnah is not like. Masnisan, Pleikav Lezah, Mishnah is like Lezah, Tanav Lezah, Eimer, Beis HaPras, Aisa Beis HaPras. The Beis HaPras can make a Beis HaPras, which means, it's actually Mechlekes, Rashi tells you exactly what this means, but Rashi just means if a person has a Beis HaPras, so when you're plowing, you continue plowing normally, you continue plowing from field to field, you don't stop in one field. If we have concern about the four fields around it, then maybe the bone fragments were schlepped into the four fields around it. So Beis HaPras makes a Beis HaPras, and in all four directions. That's the way Rashi learns. Taisus takes issue with this. Taisus says, let's see the next line first. Rabbanan will tell you, ad kama. Rabbanan l'chara maskim that you don't assume that the Beis HaPras stops exactly in this field. If you're plowing and you have fields that continue on outside this field, why would it stop at the end of this field? So how far does it go? Kiyasur of Dimi, Amr Rishakish, Amr Shimon Abba, top of Yud Gimel, Amr Aleph, Shalish Sadeh, Mishtei Minus. It goes to three fields and two manes, which means like this. If I have one field, that is the Beis HaPras. So normally I plow either east-west or north-south. One of those two directions. You don't do both. You plow either east-west or north-south. So I want to say, if I'm plowing east-west, then the field to the east and the field to the west will also have a din of Beis HaPras. Or if it's north-south, then the field north and south, because that's where my plow is going. So again, the way Rashi is explaining, not all four fields around. According to Rabbanan, Rav Lezer says all four fields around. Rabbanan came to say only the field in the direction of which you're plowing. And even within those fields, that's what we're calling the three fields, the Iker Beis HaPras plus the two on the outskirts of the direction you're plowing. And even in those two extra fields, not the entire field, how much? Shtei manes, two manes, which means kami malimana, how much is malimana? Mea amma, 100 amma. So it's 100 amma into each field. Kedetam, we learned in the Mishnah. Hachayish is the kever Isa Beis HaPras, malimana mea amma. One who is plows over a grave, he makes it a Beis HaPras, and how much of the field does he have to worry about? He has to worry about the outside field. Mali mana mea amma, he has to worry about the length of a furrow, which is 100 amas. Now, Taisus takes issue with Rashi. Taisus is bothered that what the Rabbanan is saying makes perfect sense, meaning if you only plow north, south, or east, west, then only the fields to the north and south, or to the east, west, should be problematic. If I'm plowing north, south, then east, west shouldn't be a problem. And vice versa, if I'm plowing east, west, north, south, shouldn't be a problem. What would be Peshat HaBalazah that all four fields are a problem? Why would Rav say that Beis HaPras makes all four fields around it Beis HaPras? Therefore, Tzitzakah learns that what Rav Elazar is being, the Chiddush of Rav Elazar, the Chum Rav Elazar, is not that the four fields around become Asur, it's that if I plow in a direct line of, let's say, north-south, so the field north of my field and south become Beis HaPras. If I continue plowing without making some sort of separation, then even the field north of the field that's north becomes Beis HaPras. And south of the field, south Beis HaPras. Meaning it carries on more than one field in those, but only in those two directions of the way you're plowing. North, south, east, west, whichever the directions you're plowing, only in those directions, but it can go further than the one field up and the one field down. So it's not all four fields around the Quintesis, it's just more than one field in each direction. Okay. We said the Mishnah, ain't Truma, Acha Truma. There's no Truma after Truma. Masisa Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Kivi, over here we say who the author is, not who it isn't. Rabbi Kivi, so Rabbi Kiva, a klal, by the way, in general, when we say who the Mishnah is not, is when there's a clear shita that says something that argues the Mishnah, and it's the Chachamim that argue. So we just focus on what it's not. But when it's a clear das yachad, who the Mishnah is like, then we speak out who he is. That's the general rule. Masitamani Rabbi Kivi, etnan, hashutvim shetar muzeh hazeh, shutvim that took truma one after the other. So shutvim owned the field, partners, and they took truma one after the other. Rabbi says both trumas are chal. Why is that? Once you took tshuva from a field, the field is tithe, tshuvas are taken, and there's no market to take more tshuva. The answer is, Rabbi Elazar views that when there's two partners, each one takes tshuva, they're demonstrating each one is taking tshuva from his portion. Halacha is tshuva, the share of tshuva is 1 in 50. If you're generous, 1 in 40. If you're stingy, 1 in 60. But if a person chooses to give more, he gave more, it's tshuva. So if each one took 1 in 50 on the whole field, so it comes out they really took 2 in 50, we say each one took 1 in 50 from his portion. Each one has a right to take from his own portion, therefore they're both chal, that is Rabbi Shita. Rabbi Akiva Eimer, ain't tshuva shneim tshuva. The tshuva of both of them is not tshuva. Rashi explains this to mean, not only is the second one's tshuva not tshuva, because you say the first one's tshuva is chal, the tshuva of both of them is not tshuva, which is an interesting taich. When we say in the Mishnah, ain't tshuva achat tshuva, Pashi learned it means once you took tshuva once, there's no second tshuva is not chal. We're saying over here, ain't tshuva shneim tshuva, so these words are a little more clear, like Rashi's saying, that the tshuva of both of them is not tshuva. Rashi explains the reason is because the moment the second one comes to take tshuva, what's he demonstrating? That he wasn't maskim to the first one's tshuva. And the first one took tshuva, doesn't have the right, he was masked to the second one's tshuva. So what do you have? Should them not be masked to the tshuva? None of the tshuva is a chal. Opposite of a lesbian. Don't say they each take for their own, they each take for their own field. They each need permission for the other one. The other one's not granting permission. And therefore, none of them are chal. And that's me explain the Mishnah. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Yemer, ain't tshuva shneim tshuva. Rabbi Kiva says none of them is tshuva. And the Chum say it depends. Im tam rishon kashir, ain't tshuva shneim tshuva. If the first one took kashir, which is 1 in 50, a normal shear, then we say the second one's tshuva is not chal. The reason is because there's an assumption that everyone is maskim, everyone has to take tshuva. And everyone's maskim to tshuva being taken 1 in 50. This guy is a valid partner on the field. He took 1 in 50. So the other partner really agrees. The assumption he agrees, automatic, and therefore tshuva is chal. Now when the second one takes tshuva, second one's tshuva is not chal. So if the first one took the normal shear, his tshuva is chal, and the second one's takana chal. Vim loitaram shear, kashir, tshuva sheni tshuva. But if the first one did not take like the proper shear, let's say he took 1 in 60, he was stingy, then the second one is not necessarily maskim. There's no assumption that a partner is maskim to a stingy shear of tshuva, and therefore the second one's tshuva could take effect because the first one's tshuva doesn't take effect because it's not permission of the first partner. So our Mishnah says, simply, klal, ain't tshuva chachuma, which sounds like when there's a second person saying tshuva, the tshuva is not chal. And we're saying it means that the both nachal, that's clearly going to be like a Bekiva, who says that the second tshuva is not going to be chal. Okay, Rashi, the Mishnah, by the way, seems to speak about the case of ain't tshuva chachuma, talking about one owner, a single owner. But one owner takes tshuva once, if you take tshuva again, it's not chal. That's the Rashi's explanation of the Mishnah. L'maisa, the Gemara is clearly not talking about such a case, but it could be the Gemara is coming to explain that the Chiddush is even by one owner, the second tshuva is not chal. That's not a Chiddush. You already patterned your decree, so of course it's not chal. The Chiddush is even by multiple owners, once you have a second person taking tshuva, then it doesn't work. And like we pointed out, not only does it not work for the second one, in that case it won't even work, even the first one will not work. Okay. Vein tshmura, isa tshmura. We said in the Mishnah that a tamura cannot make a tamura. You can't make a tamura from a tamura. My time, Amakrab utamura sai. It says, how you utamura sai. We darshan tamura sai, but tamura tamura sai. We darshan that there should be, it is a true tamura, but the tamura, it's a tamura of the original animal is a good tamura, but not a tamura of the tamura. That's not Kaddish. Then avad is tamura. We also said in the Mishnah that a vlad cannot make a tamura. A vlad kachim does not make a tamura. Damakra, who? Pasas who? Who? Filei vlad. We darshan who? And not the Vlad, the original Hekdesh makes the Tamura, and not for the Vlad. We know Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda Imar Vlad is the Tamura. Rabbi the Mishnah says the Vlad can make a Tamura. We use the Rabbi Shita back in the Mishnah of Dafi Beis. We quoted the Mari and Aleph and Yud. The Rabbi Yehuda Shita is a Vlad of Hekdesh could make a Tamura. What's his drasha? Damar Kar Yeh. Yeh is a Rebu. The Rabbi is the Vlad that a Vlad could make a Tamura. For Rabbanu, what do they do? Yeh. The Rabbi is Shegik Amazing. It comes to include Shegik like Amazing. Normally we have a Klal. We have a concept of Toys Hekdesh. We spoke out earlier in the Masechta, I believe. Machlekes B'Sham B'Silil by Toys Hekdesh. What if a guy has a mind to make a tamura, a certain animal that he says this white shar should be a tamura and ends up being a black shar. It's a tois and hekdesh. Normally a tois hekdesh wouldn't work. By tamura, a tois of hekdesh does work. Ye as the rabbis, a tois. And it's not extra, therefore, it's not extra the rabbis as a vlad. Whereas if you're the old, it comes to be marba, a vlad. Zuck the Mishnah. Haifis v'minachas enes tamura, birds and minachas cannot make tamura. Why not? This is the most famous drasha. We've had this drasha for almost, this must be our third mission already, using the same word, Shalei Ne'emar Ela Behema. We use Behema Behema to tell me that you could do a lot for a little for a lot. We use Behema Behema to tell me you could do sheep for goats for sheep, and different species, male, females. And I was saying also, Behema means Dafka Behema, Lafuke, birds, or Menachas, that you cannot make a Tamura over there. Hatzibah Shutfim, Tamura, Tzibur, and Shutfim, cannot make a tamura. So a carbon lebolks to a tzibur, or even a carbon lebolks to partners, anus and tamura. And the first point out that one should not confuse and say, what, I mean, the drush is going to be, Shenemar, let's read inside, lech lefenu v'leyamir. It says lech lefenu, he should not exchange it, he should not make a substitute. So he is the lashon yachid, yachid is a tamura, v'enetzi v'vashon v'es tamura. He, the lashon of, he is English over here. Lech lefenu, he should not make an exchange, he should not make a yamir, that the singular term of him makes a drasha that what? Only a yach can make a tamura, not a partnership or a tzibur. And the first point out that there's a chiddush in partnership and in tzibur. Why? Tzibur obviously seems to be much grander than partnership, but there's a svar to say that a tzibur is a new entity. A tzibur is not just a partnership of a few people. A tzibur becomes a new entity. It's a new entity that's tzibur, which you could have had a tzad, that's tzibur. You could have had a tzad, the tzibur is also like a yachid. This has big nafkaminas, big ramifications. Legabe hilchas ribbis, let's say, as an example. One example. There are many places that say, Ramesham, that discuss, you know, there's an isser of interest, of lending ribbis, yid to yid, it's not lending ribbis. There's a whole question if a tzibur even needs to write a heter iska. I'm not a tzibur. A corporation. Same idea. A corporation is a new entity that's formed. A corporation could be owned by even a private person, but a corporation becomes like a new entity. Perhaps tzibur is the same idea. It becomes a new entity, and therefore, from the fact that the Mishnah says a yachid has to make it tzibur, not a tzibur, may exclude partnership and may not exclude tzibur. So you need to tell me tzibur. If I tell me tzibur, tzibur is the whole tzibur. Maybe just a couple of partners, or just two partners in a small carbon yachid. Again, a carbon yachid is certainly different than carbon tzibur. Maybe you can make a tzibur with a carbon yachid, even with multiple partners. The Mishnah tells both that a carbon tzibur cannot have tzibur, and a carbon of shutfim, even though it's carbon yachid, but it's owned by multiple partners, also cannot have tzibur. And the reason, again, is because it's b'darshin le'echli fenu v'le'yamer. Okay, that is all. That is the Tanakhama's drasha. Kach by the Gabayas in a tamura, and similarly, Kach by the Gabayas doesn't have tamura. Why not? Because this Tana holds the pasuk says by tamura carbon, and Kach by the Gabayas is not called carbon. Reb Shimon argues on both accounts. Reb Shimon is not happy with the drasha of Leich Lefenu Leyamir that's telling you that's enough to tell you that exclude tzibur as bosi yachin, and he's not happy with the drasha of carbon excludes by the Gabayas because Reb Shimon holds an animal that's designated by the Gabayas. Even though it's designated, it could be a Balmumimim, that's why it's designated by Bias, the Bedek Abayas. An animal designated by the Bedek Abayas is also called carbon still. So he doesn't like any of these mutim. Therefore, Amar Bashem, comes along and says, a whole new drasha. Hari Maisa Bechalaya, Maisa Behema, the carbon Maisa Behema was Bechal the dinim of all carbonis, and the din of Tamura should therefore apply. Why did the Torah specify a din of Leivakar, Bentev Larav, Leimrenu, Vimhami Renu, Vahayut Prasi Kaidish? The Torah specifies a whole din of Tamura by Maisa Behema. Why speak out by Maisa Behema, its own parsha of Tamura? This is the famous klal of Davishay Bechlal, the Yatzim and Akal Lamed, Lelama Asmei Gatza, Ela Lamed Akal Kula. Reb Shimon is saying that the Torah specified a din of Tamura by Maisa Behema to teach me a klal, Legavi, the whole din of Tamura. And what's that klal? Velama Yatza Lemelach, Ma Maisa Karben Yachid. So, Yatzu Karbanas Tzibur. Just like Maisa Karban Yachid, Tamura applies there. Tamura only applies to Karbanas Yachid and not Karbanas Tzibur. So he's learning not from the singular Lashon of Leich Lefenu Leomer, rather from Maisa Behema. Maisa, we know, doesn't apply by partners. Maisa Behema. Uma Maisa Karban Mizbeach, Yatzu Karbanas Bedek Abayas. And just like Maisa is a Karban Mizbeach, that excludes Bedek Abayas. So he's agreeing to Tanakhama in fact, in Halacha, that Bedek Abayas is excluded from Tamura, and Tzibur, or Shutam, excluded from Tamura, but he's arguing in source, he's learning from the source of the fact that it specifies Tamura by Meiser. Tanaban. Yachi Kach Bedek Abayas, Isa Tamura. I may have thought the Kach Bedek Abayas is called Tamura, Tamalem, carbon, if it says carbon. Mishinik carbon, Yasu Kach Bedek Abayas, Shalinik carbon. It comes to exclude Kach Bedek Abayas, which is not called carbon. This is the Brisa, which is exactly like our Tanakhama of our Mishnah that says, if Bedek Abayas can't make it Tamura, our Mishnah didn't elaborate. Bar Gemara is saying clearly the reason is because it's not called carbon. V'loi, effect Gemara, is Bedek Abayas not called carbon? V'atanya, we learned in the Brisa. E carbon, Shamayani, Afilu, Kach Bedek Abayas. If you say the word carbon, I would think this is talking about the din, by the way, we just had this a couple of days ago of Shitas Chutz, shechting an animal Chutz where one's Chalil Chayav Karas. That's only by Kachay Mizbeach. Kachay Mizbeach doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, the Merkel Tzabraisa, eat carbon. If you just use the word carbon, that one's Chayav shechting carbon Chutz, I would include Bedek Abayas. I would yes include Bedek Abayas, and therefore, Shenikur carbon because it's called the carbon. Kinyan Shenem, like it says, the Nikrav is carbon Hashem. It says you bring close to carbon Hashem, and that over there is referring to even Bedek Abayas. Tam Alemi, therefore the Pesach has to say, Vel Pesach HaMayad Leivi, he didn't bring Pesach HaMayad, and we dash and call Bela Pesach HaMayad, Chayv Lam Hashem Shukhtei Chutz. Exactly what he had a few back, this exact drasha, that what? That a carbon that is a Baal Mum is not something he's supposed to bring to Pesach Leil Mayid. On the contrary, a Baal Mum is what normally that type of animal that you make by the Gabayas. It's not an animal you bring on the Mizbeach, and therefore when being Mamayat, the din of Shkutei Chutz is only an animal that's fit to go on the Mizbeach. In Pesach Leil Mayid, if one chli l'shechus b'chutz, he's chayv b'shchutei chutz. An animal that's a Baal Mum, which is not fit to go on the Mizbeach, is not subject to the Shkutei Chutz. But what do you see? You see clear, eat carbon, the price is black and white. If your meat of Shkutei Chutz is just from the word carbon, I would include Bedek Abayas. Bedek Abayas is included in the word carbon. It's only excluded because it's not fit to go on the Mizbeach that's excluded from the din of Shkutei Chutz. But the word carbon, we yes include it. So why Lagabe Tamura, we saying the word carbon excludes Bedek Abayas? Alma Ikri Carbon, we see that Bedek Abayas is called carbon. Amar Chanina, Lekash Harab Shimon, Harab Banan. And the Mark explains, Lab Shimon Ikri Carbon, Lab Banan Ikri Carbon. You're right, that Bryce goes like Rab Shimon, and Rab Shimon's in the Mishnah who argues, and that's why he brings a new source from Meiser, because he knows Bedek Abayas is indeed called carbon. Whereas the Rab Banan says it's not called carbon. Veloi, in fact, Gemara says, Enon hold, that's not called carbon. Bedek Abayas, Vachsev, Nikav is carbon Hashem, the Bryce according to Pasuk. Answers the Gemara, carbon Hashem Ikri, carbon Lashem Leikri. Carbon Hashem is called, because it is something that belongs to Hashem, is designated for Hashem, whereas carbon Lashem, like a carbon to Hashem, an offering to Hashem, that it's not. It's not a carbon Lashem, it's a carbon Hashem. So, very, very nuanced diak, but the point is, according to the Rabbanan, you can still make the miyat that Tamura is only by a carbon Lashem, and not Bedek Abayas. Whereas according to Rab Shimon, that wasn't a good enough exclusion, therefore we had to come out to Meiser. Tanaban. The Pasuk says, this is going back by Meiser, the Pasuk we quoted before, that the Pasuk speaks about the din of Tmura by Meiser, and it says, don't make a chilek between good and bad, and don't make a Tmura. Lama Nemar. Why is it said over here? I already said elsewhere, don't make Tmura, Mashma Karbin Yach Karbin Seber. So, I would say, because it says Lech Venom Lech Marasai, it would include even Karbin Yachet or Karbin Tzibah, or Karbin Mizbeach, Karbin Bedek Abayas. I would say it includes Yachet, it's very clear, this is like Rav Shimon, that Yilech Lefenu V'layamer Aysai does not exclude Tzibah. It would include even Tzibah, and certainly Yachet, and also Karbin Mizbeach, and even Bedek Abayas, Tamalem Lech Vakir. Therefore it says, by Meister Lech Vakir, Rav Shimon explains this, Bryce, that elaborates, Ayer Meister B'chalaya. Meaning, Ma'is was b'chal all the kabanas v'lami yotza. This is just an elaboration of the prior brisa. Rav Shimon is explaining further. Ma'is was b'chal all the kabanas. Why is there a specified the din of tamura by Ma'iser as opposed to all the kabanas? Lay malach to be a source onto all kabanas. Ma Ma'iser kam yachad v'karben mizbeach. Just like Ma'is is a carbon of yachad and it's a carbon that goes in the mizbeach as opposed to betek abayas. V'davish b'b'cheva and it's something which comes b'cheva. But the other Gemara is going to address that later. What does it mean davish b'cheva as opposed to what? And a dove doesn't have tamura and a dove does have tamura. We'll see. V'davish ain b'b'shutvus and it's not b'b'shutvus. Af kol carbon yachad. The carbon is beach. The davisha. Notice the Bryce is speaking out separate. Shutfis and carbon tzibur, like we spoke about before, two different dinim, right? Carbon tzibur and carbon tzibur is excluded, and a carbon yachid of shutfis is excluded. So af kol carbon yachid, the carbon is beach. The davisha b'bechayve tapamez. The davisha inim b'shutfis. You have to have all four of these criteria in order to have tamura. That's all being learned out of Meiser. That's the reason why the Torah went out and said tamura Meiser to teach you on the rest of the klal. Rabbi Aimer, Rabbi says, Lami Yatz Maisbata, Rabbi says, why did Maisa go out on Tava Pasuk Tamura? He's masking the same question, still applies. Why does Maisa have his own Pasha Tamura? He says a different Joshua. Lidain, Betamuras Shemai, Betamuras Gufai. To teach you that as a din of both Tamuras Shemai and Tamuras Gufai. What is Tamuras Shemai? There's a famous thing by Maisa, we've spoken about many times. If a person, you put the 10 animals or 20 or 30 into a little corral, you make a small opening and you let them pass through, you count 1, 2, 3, and then when you get to 10, you tap it with the stick with the red paint and you mark it off as Meiser, a Siri Kaidish. The 10th one is Kaidish Meiser. What if he accidentally called the 9th the 10th? What's the lach if he called the 9th the 10th? It gets Kedusha. If he accidentally called the 9th, it gets Kedusha B'darshan, it gets Kedusha. And more than that, what if he ends up calling the 10th now the 9th, because he's trying to correct himself, and then he calls the 11th the 10th? The 11th also gets Kedusha. But there's a big difference. The 9th gets Kedusha, but it does become it gets Kedusha's Meister in that you can't just shecht it as is. You have to wait for it to get a mum, but you don't bring it on the Mizbeach either. You wait for it to get a mum and you eat it in your backyard. Like other Meister that gets a mum. Meister normally goes to the Mizbeach. If it gets a mum, you eat it in your backyard. This number 9 that was called 10, you have to just let it get a mum and you don't bring it on the Mizbeach. You just let it get a mum and eat it in your backyard. The 11th becomes a Shlamim. The 11th that's called 10th actually becomes a Shlamim. So that's what we're calling Tamur Shemai. It's like an exchange for, it's an exchange for Meiser, and it gets full Kedusha's carbon. So the Rebbe's learning, that you know what the Chiddush, why the Parsha had to tell me a din of Tamura by Meiser? Because I would have thought, since Meiser has this unique din, that it has a din of tumur shemai, that by calling it 11th, 10th, it gets a real full din of carbon. Even 9th, 10th, it's epis din carbon. I would think that that's its parsha of tumura, its own unique parsha, and it doesn't have a din of regular tumura. Says the Gemara, lead them by tumur shemai, uva tumur skufa. It tells me that now you have tumur shemai, that's the tumura of calling the 11th to 10th, let's say. Uva tumur skufa is regular tumura, it has also tumur skufa as well as both. Leimelech tumur shemai kreva, tumur skufa and a kreva. And also teaching you, here's a chiddush, a tumura of shemai, that's the shlamim that was number 11, that he called number 10, gets carved on the Mizbeach. Tumura skufa itaka does not go on the Mizbeach. A regular tumura of a meister as opposed to other tumuras that go on the Mizbeach, tumura shemai doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Tumura shemai negelos. Furthermore, tumura shemai can be redeemed. It's a regular shlamim. So if it gets a mum, you can redeem it, like any other carbon, and use the money to buy another carbon. Whereas tumura skufa and negelos. Whereas tumura of its skufa is not negelos. Now the truth is, no clear pasuk that says by meister that if you make a tumura of a meister, that it doesn't get redeemed. But the pasuk says about meister in general, it doesn't get redeemed. You're not allowed to redeem it. And Rebbe is learning, and since it's in the context of the pasuk tumura, it's going on the tumura of meister that it can't be redeemed. Okay. Lastly, tumura skufai chala al davish aroy val davish shein aroy. Tumura skufai didn't a tumura regular classic tumura by meister is chal whether it's fit or not, whether it's a mamum or it's a shalim. Whereas tumura shmai ain't a chala ella al davish bavad. Whereas tumura shmai calling number 11, number 10, which makes it a shlamim, will only be relevant if it's not roi, then it wouldn't be chal. So you have, Rebbe learns out these four dinim, different than, obviously very different than Reb Shem's dinim. Amri. The Gemara just bothered with one question. Because you're incorporating a new din of tamura by Meiser, that you have tamura of mixing up the numbers, you would think it's excluded from the classic din of tamura? Mishum did Rabbi Achmana despite tamura shmai. Igra, it should be worse, legabi, the regular din of Tamura, of Tamura Skufai. In, Mar says, yes. Damina, my Ravi. Since the Torah came and included a new din Tamura, I'd say the Torah includes this din Tamura and substitute it for the other din Tamura. The other din Tamura, which wasn't specified by Meiser, maybe wouldn't apply, and therefore I need a drush. Why? Why? It's funny, Shaka Tari. Gemara's not elaborating on the question back and forth. Gemara's going back and saying, I don't understand. Why? Because you added a new din of Tamura, would that be sufficient reason to assume that you'd subtracted the classic din Tamura? The Gemara explains now the lumdus that we have a klal, when something has unique dinim, we become stuck to the unique dinim. We have no right to assume it has more than the unique dinim. Once it gets unique dinim, we say it's restricted to the unique dinim. It's a chiddush over here. This din of tumura shemai. Once that's tumura shemai, maybe that's the whole parsha of tumura and nothing else. Kamashman, then no, it has the regular din of tumura skufa as well. Amalei Rachman, by Yitzchak l'Rava. Rachman Yitzchak says to Rava, he's going to be done in Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon Damar Davar Bachev. We point this out. Reb Shimon said there's four drushes that we learn out from the fact that Meiser was specified tumura by Meiser. One of them was that it's only by a thing that comes b'chayva, like Meister's b'chayva, only there do you have tumura. So he's bothered. Eilas chayva, he the avda, tumura, eilas nava lai. He told me, dafkan eilas chayv can make a tumura. Eilas nadava does not have tumura. A person designates eilas nadava. There's no tumura in that eilas, that's so? Amalei, so Rav is back to Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Eilas nadava nami, kivin de kabla, alei. Eilas nadava also, once you makabla on himself, avda tumura. Meaning, once you makabel this Eilas Nadava, what does it become? It becomes like a chayva. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is taken not by Eilas Nadava. Eilas Nadava, once you makabel on yourself, it's a regular full fashchiyev. The chiddush is that Eilas Abamina Mesaris. Why? An extra Eilas comes from Meiser, from extra money from a carbon. That doesn't have tamur. The more is going to elaborate. Micah Savar, what is he old? If he holds like the opinion that we have Meiser, extra money for carbonas, it goes Lenidva Sibar. If that's the usage anyway, we know we already have an exclusion of what? Very good. He already, Bishim himself excluded. I mean, the Mishnah excluded, even not going to Bishim. Everyone agrees that Nidva Sibar doesn't have tamur anyway. Pshit will have the tamura. Ta ain't tamur, but Sibar. Elab Shimon's feel like Commander Meiser, Lenidva Siachar Azli. Bishim holds like the opinion that Meisers go, extra monies of a Chatas or Asham that weren't used, those monies of Desnei for Chatas or Asham, and he didn't using it, those go for Nidvas Yachid. So he yells, it goes for Nidvas Yachid, and he's saying, even so, it can't make it Tamura. In fact, the Gemara, Man Chamad Laisvara, who holds the Svara that Meister of the Chatas Asham money goes for Nidvas Yachid? Rabbi Lazar, Hashemin Lebed Yudav the Tamura. The Shita that says that the Meister of Chatas and Asham goes for Nidvas Yachid is Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar holds he could make a Tamura from these Meistress. Hashemin Lebed Yudav the Tamura, the time you learned the Baisa. Ayla Abamna Meisaris, Isa Tamura. Ayla that comes from Meisaris, you can make it Tamura. Divrei Rabbi Lazar, it's black and white. So what's the obvious, simple answer? Shem is the Tana. Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Elazar that the maestros of Chatas Hashem is used for what? Is used for Nidvas Yachin, not for Nidvas Yibur. It's a guy's personal Nidava, not for Nidvas Yibur. He agrees to Reb Elazar on that point, but he disagrees with Reb Elazar, the guy that did not Tamura. Exactly. Reb Shimon Savar, Kabas Bechad, Pelag Bechad. He's like, Reb Elazar in one, Argus in one. Tomas Labas Savar, Ayla Bam and Isaris, Isa Tamura. Reb Elazar says, Ayla comes from Meiser, can make a Tamura. The Yusavar, Ain Isa Tamura, and he also cannot make a Tamura, even though he agrees to him that it's, but it comes as a Nidvas Yachin. He disagrees whether he can make a Tamura or not. So, Ihachi, in fact, the Gemara, another kasha. Rava said that Reb Shimon was coming to exclude from Tamura an Ayla Bamana Masaris from the Meiser Ash Meiser Chatas, that the Tamura, that the Ayla that comes from there, which is Ayla Siyachid, is excluded from Tamura as well, even though it's not a Tzipra, it's Yachid, still excluded. Ihachi, that's the Pshat, to Bay Ravavim, we had this Gemara a couple of back. Ravavim had a Shaila. We know he said he can't make a Tamura and then a second Tamura from the same animal. That was actually she's Reb Shimon. Hifrish Ashim is Chaper Bay. If one was Mafrish and Ashim to get a Kapur with Ashim, a Hamer Bay, and he made a Tamura with that, from that Ashim. Then it got a mum. The original Ashim got a mum before he brought it, and his mechal, he redeemed the value and the kedusha from this Ashim ba'mum onto another Ashim. And then what happened? And then he got a kapara from yet a third Ashim. What happened was the Ashim that he had set aside got lost. He then brought a replacement, and then found the original. So now the original that he found now becomes an ayla. So remember, we spoke about back then, he's really juxtaposing two shilas. One shila is that now that it, when you have a different goof, if the goof changes, so from the first animal to the second animal, you made a tamura, and then you became balmum, and you redeemed onto a second animal, the kedusha of the original animal. So the fact that it's a second animal, does that allow for another tamura from this redemption animal of the original balmum or not? That was one shaila, and the other shaila was the animal then went and got lost, and you brought a replacement. So this replacement of the balmum got lost. You brought a replacement for it. We'll call usher number three. Usher number two, the replacement for the balmum was then found, and its din is that now becomes an ayla. It's treated like an ayla. The money goes to ayla. If that's the case, there was a shaila. Since it's the same guf but new kedusha, maybe that would allow it to have a second tamur. That was the shaila there of an asked. Says the gemara, "Vinitza ayla mashiach zvemer." We had a shaila. Could you go be chayzer and make a tamura with this animal, this usher now that's nitik layla? Ali b'daman, who's the shaila going to? Ali b'daman, Eilim b'daman Shimon. You're going to say the shaila's going to Shimon. Who's the one that says that you cannot make multiple tamuras from one animal? That's a Shimon shita. You only can make one tamura per animal. That's the whole shaila in the first place. But Reb Shimon shver, because we're saying now harmer Reb Shimon sevile Eilim b'daman masaris innocent tamura. We just said that even in a case where no tamura was made yet, any Eilim that comes from Meiser cannot be brought. Cannot be used to make a tamura. So if that's Reb Shimon's own sheet, that's a Rav's own Shimon over here, how could Rav Mechlal have a shaila over there, legabe Reb Shimon, in a case where you have Ashim that became an ayla, and you already did make a tamura, in Madach, in a case where you haven't made a tamura at all, and the maisa that comes out of it cannot be used to make a tamura? Certainly when you've already made a tamura, you can't do it again. What was Rav and shaila? Answers the Gemara of Rav and Shaila was as follows. If you find a Tana who agrees to Reb Shimon, similar to the last Gemara's answer, if you find a Tana who agrees to Reb Shimon, legabe the din, that you can only make one Tamura, but he disagrees, to Amar Emin Mir, Mechaz Mir, he holds that you can make more than one Tamura, you can only make one Tamura per Hektish. Usvir Leik Reb Elazar, when it comes to the sheet of Ayla, of Maestras, he holds not like Reb Shimon. He holds like Reb Elazar, Dama Ayla Bamra Mesaris, Aisa Tamura, who holds that an Ayla that comes from Maestras can yes make a Tamura. So if you hold like Reb Shimon, legabe, not making multiple tamuras from one animal, and you hold like Reb Elazar that Ayla comes from Meiser, can make a tamura, could you make a new tamura now? Because it's the new Kedusha, can you make a new tamura or not? Says the Gemara, b'shnei gufin u'kedusha achas mai. What's the halacha, first of all, if it was two gufin and one Kedusha, so the Ashim that got a mum, and you brought a replacement Ashim in its place, but it's also Vayitur and Ashim, so it's one Kedusha but two gufim, would that enable making another tamura? And then Imtim Slamer, Kedusha achas lay, if you say since it's one Kedusha, it still wouldn't be enough. What's going to be if it would be two kedushas among guf? Meaning, what if the kedusha morphed from Asham to Ayla? Would that be enough to be able to make a tamura? My, and according to this is like the second girsa we had before, I think more a few about back. And according to that second girsa, we would make that if you have both mylas, like you juxtapose the case had both elements, that it was a balmum, you redeemed it and it became meiser, so it was changed to an Ayla. So you have both mylas that it's a different guf and it's a different kedusha. Over there, according to the second lush, we said that it would be considered for sure able to make a new tamura. So, but in the case we only have one or the other, what's going to be the lacha? Tibaye, we leave as a shayla. Tibaye is interesting. Tibaye is a lacha that Yushalmi uses to say, like, teku. And like many other Gemaras in this Masechta Tzibura, the Nusach over here is a little unique, and the Gemara is using the Lashon of Yishalmi of Tiboy Levis Hashayla. One quick point back on what we spoke about earlier today in the Mishnah, we said that a Tzibur or Shutzim cannot make a Tzimura. So the Mishnah says that Tzibur Shutzim can't make a Tzimura. What happens if they attempt to make a Tzimura? Is there Malkus or not? Sounds like very much like the discussion of Yav Mahani, Yav Le Mahani, but the Shayla is we know that there's Malkus for Tzimura. We brought into the discussion, does it have to work or not? We end up coming out, there's no real machlokes between Abaye and Rava, except for whether in Lumdis and Drushas and Psukim, but an outcome is all the same. So let's leave that aside for now, but just a basic shayla. When a tzibur, someone representing a tzibur or a partnership goes and makes a tmura, it won't work. The animal won't become kaddish, but is there malchus? So pashas to say it doesn't work, and there's no malchus. That'll be the pashas. It doesn't apply. Tmura doesn't apply by tzibur or by partners. Rambam, however, in Hilchos Tmura, first halacha, in Hilchos Tmura, Rambam says that even if it's a tzibur or partners that try to make an animal into tmura, while it doesn't work to make the animal kaddish, the second animal will not become kaddish, but there is going to be a chiyav, there's liability for malchus. And the Kesef says he's been daikin our Mishnah. Because Lashon Mishnah was simply that ain't eisen tmura. They can't make a tmura. Not that they're allowed to, not that they don't get malchus, but they get malchus. It just doesn't work. They're not able to. It doesn't work. Even if they try, it doesn't work. But about the malchus they're going to get. The Michas Chinuch is medayik on this, really on this Kesef Mishnah's reading of the Rambam. If the Lashon is from ain't eisen, so then go back to the first case of the Mishnah where it says birds and Amenachas, they cannot make a tmura, ain't eisen there too. According to Rambam, it should come out that one who tries to, attempts to, it won't work, but it will still get malchus. According to Rambam, as I said, the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Nun Zayin. Now the Lech Mishnah says that the Rambam source that this malchus is based on the Gemara in Daf Dalad, where it's mashma that there's the more of the discussion is by Lav Nitzik Asay that Avadid is a lav of making a tzimura, and then there's an asay vahir to who it mersi yakaidish. So by hektish, at the very least, by tzibar, I should say, by tzibar, by partners, even if you don't have a who it mersi yakaidish, you still have the love, and therefore there's going to be malchus. There is one very strong question, lachamishnah asit, the shakazari asit, and that's from the Gemara and daf beis on beis, which would seem to clearly indicate not like Rambam, because the Gemara discusses that what's the hafamina that Isha is not subject to the dinim of tmura. We know the chomis shabbatayrit, hishvah kasav ishalish, so why do you need a special drush over here? And the Gemara says, you need a drush because I would have thought that only by an einish, which is Lamar's lashon is shava bein biyachar bein betzibur. Over there, woman's chayev like a man when there's an einish that's shava biyachar betzibur. Avahacha, even the einish einish shava bakalu. Over here, by tmura, it's not an einish shava bakalu. Why not? Says the Gemara, because we learned in our Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel, ein a tzibur v'ashutfen eisen tmura. So therefore, isha nami kiyavda like lucky a woman who does it shouldn't get malchus. There was a havmina who wouldn't get malchus by Anisha because she'd be comparable to a tzibur. You find tzibur and shutim also don't have the iser and don't get malchus. So that's the Gemara saying. So therefore, Isha should be the same. Kamash by Anisha does get malchus. Sounds pretty clear from the Gemara that the Gemara Daf Beis is going that tzibur and shutim not only do they not have the ability to make tmura, even if they try to make it tmura, they won't get malchus for it either. They don't have an ever. They don't get malchus. There's no einish. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. You have to say the Chumash says, Shagadai said that the Rambam had a slightly different girsa in that Gemara because otherwise that Gemara doesn't shtim like Rambam.